Time now for this week's edition of the Sound Medicine Checkup. Jill Dittmeyer reports on some encouraging new research for pregnant women who are in the throes of morning sickness.
I'm Dr. Gideon Coran, and I'm a director of the Motherist Program in Toronto and a professor at the University of Toronto.
Dr. Coran and his colleagues see up to 200 pregnant women each day.
About 80% of women have morning sickness,
which is usually nausea, vomiting, and loss of appetite during the first trimester of pregnancy.
Very typically, morning sickness finishes by 12 or 13 weeks. And many people say to women, you know, soon it will go away. This is another error because many times it continues. It's estimated that about 25% of women will suffer even beyond 16 weeks. And as I said, a minority of women will suffer up till the time of birth.
Dr. Coran wanted to find some silver lining in those symptoms, so
we found studies from all over the world, from Britain to Italy to Sweden to Canada, United States, and they show that if you put it all together, women with morning sickness have, for example, less miscarriages. They lose less of their pregnancies to miscarriage. Quite importantly, they have less malformations.
He suspects hormone levels have something to do with it.
Women with a morning sickness that is severe enough to go the whole pregnancy report that only when the placenta is delivered, when the placenta leaves the body, the symptoms go away within seconds to minutes, which suggests that it's all to do with a hormone or hormones in plural secreted by the placenta.
This good news, combined with safe, available prescriptions, might help ease that sour state of mind or stomach.
There are several medication groups that were shown to be safe in pregnancy. There's a medication in Canada, which is a combination of vitamin B6 and an old antihistamine called doxylamine. In Canada, the medication is called Diclectin. In the United States, approved by the FDA, it's called Dicligis. And these are safe drugs taken by many women, and it will take only away symptoms of morning sickness, but will not do any harm to the baby.
If a woman is not having morning sickness, should she be concerned?
No, we do not believe so. I should say, in the developmental tests we did, all the babies did well. I do not believe there is a reason for women who do not have morning sickness to be concerned. We use it more on the flip side, telling women with very severe morning sickness, you know, there may be some light at the end of the tunnel.
Reporting for Sound Medicine, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.
Life for two, walk for two, be for two, now, walk for two, be for two.